question was asked, when one's birthday comes, should they make a blessing of Shehecheyanu? So the answer is no. We don't make a Shehecheyanu on a birthday. If a person wants to, they can buy a new fruit or a new garment and make Shehecheyanu on that, and have in mind that they're thanking Hashem that they made it to another year. The idea that Chazal said, make a Shehecheyanu when a new year comes around, is when we see something in nature that gives us the realization that a new year came around. So if a new season of grapefruits just started now, if you go out and you see in the makolet fresh new grapefruits, you can look at the grapefruit and say, thank God I made it to another season of grapefruits. It's been a whole year. Wow, I lived another year. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam shehechiyanu v'kiyemanu v'hagiyanu lazman hazeh. Our custom is to wait till we eat the new fruit. But sometimes you're not going to eat it. Maybe you're not buying grapefruits. So you can make a Shehecheyanu just because you see it in the marketplace. You see new grapefruits, you make a Shehecheyanu. So the idea that Chazal instituted is either a Shehecheyanu over something that makes us happy. When a person has a baby boy, they make a Tov Ameitiv. It's bigger than Shehecheyanu because it's good for them and the wife. But Shehecheyanu is over something that makes you happy. You got yourself a new iPhone, so it cost you $1,200. You're very happy with it, I hope. So you make a Shehecheyanu. If you're going to let your wife use it, say make a Tov HaMeitiv. If you're single, say make a Shehecheyanu. Some people say, I'll get her iPhone and leave me with my iPhone. I bought this for my usage. So then he make a Shehecheyanu. So Shehecheyanu is over something that makes us happy. Shehecheyanu is over a mitzvah that comes only from time to time, like the mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles. So make a Shehecheyanu over that mitzvah. When we shake Lulav and Esrog for the first time this year, so we make a Shehecheyanu. So a mitzvah that comes around only infrequently, like the mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles, we make a Shehecheyanu over that because it has a set time and it comes infrequently. And then we make Shehecheyanu over new fruits, so because that indicates that we've lived to see another year. So that's, in a nutshell, about Shehecheyanu. Person's birthday? Well, birthday is not something that we used to make a big deal out of. About a few decades ago, the Rebbe of Chabad said he wants to make a new institution that people should celebrate birthdays. So the Rebbe of Chabad, one of the years, gave a speech, and he told people it's a very good idea. People should pause on their birthday and take upon themselves something new that they're going to do this year that they didn't do previous years. That was his institution of birthdays. The Rebbe of Chabad said, he encourages that young boys and girls, they'll tell one another, you know, my birthday is today, and so I accept it upon myself that this year, let's say, I'll read the parish every week. This year, I'll make sure to read Tehillim every month. That was the idea the Rebbe of Chabad tried to institute with birthdays, that people should think about how they're going to be a better person this coming year. And in Hasidut, so this was a concept of taking note on a birthday. There were Hasidish Rebbes who would fast on their birthday. They would take it as a time to think about the year that passed and the year that would come, like their own private Rosh Hashanah. But technically, we don't find that a birthday was something unique, other than when a person reaches the age of 13. So then they got new mitzvot, so they celebrate that. But generally, we don't find that it's something that was made a big deal out of in Judaism. So that's in terms of Shehecheyanu on a birthday. Okay.